the revelation comes when needed. As false doctrines were urged, differences sprang up. The discussion of unimportant points occupied time that should have been spent in proclaiming the gospel. The masses were left unwarned. Piety was rapidly waning, and Satan seemed about to gain the ascendancy. At this critical time, John was sentenced to banishment. Nearly all his former associates had suffered martyrdom. To all outward appearance, the day was not far distant when the enemies of the church would triumph. But the Lord's hand was moving unseen in the darkness. John was placed where Christ could give him a wonderful revelation of himself and divine truth for the churches. The exiled disciple received a message the influence of which was to strengthen the church till the end of time. Those who banished John became instruments in the hand of God to carry out heaven's purpose, and the very effort to extinguish the light placed the truth in bold relief. It was on the Sabbath that the Lord of glory appeared to the exiled apostle. The Sabbath was as sacredly observed by John on Patmos as when he was in Judea. He claimed the precious promises given regarding that day. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice, as of a trumpet. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks one like unto the Son of Man. This beloved disciple had seen his Master in Gethsemane, his face marked with the blood drops of agony, his visage, marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. He had seen him hanging on the cross, the object of mockery and abuse. Now John once more beholds his Lord. But he is no longer a man of sorrows, humiliated by men. He is clothed in a garment of heavenly brightness, his eyes were as a flame of fire. Out of his mouth issues a sharp two-edged sword, an emblem of the power of his word. Then before John's wondering vision were opened the glories of heaven. He was permitted to see the throne of God, and looking beyond the conflicts of earth, to behold the white-robed throng of the redeemed. He heard the music of angels and the triumphant songs of those who had overcome by the blood of the Lamb. There was unfolded scene after scene of thrilling interest to the close of time. In figures and symbols, subjects of vast importance were presented, that the people of God in his age and in future ages might have guidance and comfort and an intelligent understanding of the perils and conflicts before them.